any of you who have ever watched me know that I have never had a problem with transgender people. If you listen to what I'm saying, clearly, my problem has always been with white people.
Dave Chappelle, you see, you come out and say your problem's always with white people, and white people laugh and clap and buy more tickets. And if you had albums, you know, we'd buy those. But they don't sell comedy albums or albums of any kind, I think, anymore. Well, that's Dave Chappelle, of course. He got in trouble because he talked about how pro-trans he is in a comedy special he did for Netflix. And so the transmaniacs came after him. And if you actually watch the special, which I did, because I've always liked Dave Chappelle, he's a funny guy, he's a comedian, you would see that the smears of him were completely false, inaccurate, untrue, slanderous, and on and on. And yet there is something to discuss there, isn't there? Happy Tuesday to you and welcome. We remain at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And that was Dave Chappelle. You remember Dave Chappelle also did a joke about Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. I still remember, you know, like, you know, downed a lot of donuts and, waving the flag. Oh, that was John Belushi. Never mind. But Caitlyn Jenner became a transgender person and went from being Bruce Jenner to being Caitlyn Jenner. And Dave Chappelle made mention of this in one of his stand-up comedy routines. Uh-oh.
Look at it like this. Caitlyn Jenner, whom I've met, wonderful person. Caitlyn Jenner was voted Woman of the Year. Her first year as a woman. Ain't that something? Beat every in Detroit. She's better than all of you.
That's exactly. It's a live concert in Detroit. And first year as a woman, and Caitlyn Jenner becomes Woman of the Year. Become Woman of the Year. What is that, Time Magazine or something? It's one of these big organizations. Woman of the Year is Caitlyn Jenner. And then in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the transgender swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania, Leah Thomas, who in one competition beat the second place swimmer by 38 seconds. 38 seconds. It's like, you know, Jesse Owens versus a 95-year-old guy in a wheelchair. It's, you know, here comes Jesse Owens. Here comes the 95-year-old guy in a wheelchair. And 38 seconds, that's unheard of in swimming competitions. Normally it's, you know, 0.38 seconds. That's the margin of victory between the first place swimmer and the second place swimmer. But Leah Thomas, University of Pennsylvania, and a nice woman who was, we played the audio yesterday with the swimming, the Collegiate Swimming Association, resigned. She's been judging these, a judge at these swimming competitions for decades, resigned in disgust, saying, well, you know, this is, she objected to allowing this biological male who swam as a male swimmer, freshman, sophomore, junior year of college, now swimming as a female swimmer, senior year of college, and bringing home the gold, I'm telling you, and kind of remarkable stuff. And now there is another one because, you know, my best girl and I, we watch, historically, we're going to stop watching it soon. The television show Jeopardy, you know, it's answers and questions, something like that. And Alex Trebek, he passed away. That means he died. And he was the host for a long, long time. And it was a great show. Now the show has gone kind of, now it's about multiculturalism. And we turned it on last night. And here's our returning champion, Amy Schneider. And both of us immediately said, well, wait a minute. Amy Schneider is clearly a man, clearly a man. And sure enough, Amy Schneider is a transgender person. But here's the thing. You know, Bruce Jenner becomes a woman and suddenly is Woman of the Year. Boom, like that. So Woman of the Year was a man. like 20 minutes ago, and now is Woman of the Year. What is up with that, you might want to ask. And then we've got Leah Thomas, was last year swimming as a man in college as a junior, now swimming as a woman, 38-second victory over the second-place swimmer. And the second-place swimmer had been working her whole life as a 9-year-old, getting up early, going to the pool as a high school student, competing, you know, in the statewides, and goes to University of Pennsylvania as a swimmer, and she's competing against women, and then, you know, against this, you know, one who was swimming as a dude last year.
This does a very good job of including trans women and not invading anybody's privacy or making anyone feel uncomfortable.
That's right. That's the voice of Leah Thomas, the swimming woman at the University of Pennsylvania and championship woman. So, the world's greatest female swimmer was a man last year. Where are the feminists on this, I've got to say? And then we turn on Jeopardy, and it turns out that the biggest money winner in the history of Jeopardy, the biggest woman, see, you got Ken Jennings was hosting last night. He is one of the biggest money winners in the history of Jeopardy. Now, the biggest money winner, female, in the history of Jeopardy is a transgender person named Amy Schneider.
But, you know, I'm not really that concerned. I'm not, you know, Tom Hanks level famous. So, I think it's probably going to be manageable.
Because CBS News has the story from this morning at 7:48 a.m. Eastern Time. Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider responds to transphobic comments. Now, let me say that this is different than an athletic competition. It is very different than an athletic competition. This is, and you know, it's an intellectual, it's a mind game. It is a game of knowledge. And I gotta say, it's kind of freaky. And if I'm a feminist, if I'm a woman, if I'm anybody living in America, and I am somebody living in America, I'm scratching my head over here and saying, well, wait a minute. Now the number one female Jeopardy champion in the history of the show, many decades, 23-game winning streak, and the biggest money winner among female earners in the history of the game was a man not so long ago. I gotta say, I'm feeling a little, little James Brown coming out of me, because this is getting out of control. You know, if I'm a woman, swimming. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner. All right. Woman of the Year. NCAA college swimming champion was a man last year. Mopping the floor with everybody this year as a woman. Kind of a mediocre swimmer as a man. And now Jeopardy 2? What is up with all of this, I've got to say?
You know, I'm not going to pretend I didn't think I could do good, but this has just been so much better than I thought I would do.
Yeah, well, you know, there you go. So here's your trophy. Here are the crying girls over here, who are, you know, planning on getting married and having children later in life and, raising families and doing things. But this is what the Democrat Party has done to, you know, well, I think it was the Kardashians that did this to Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner. The NCAA and the Swimming Association doing this with all these, Katie Ledecky, who lives in the Washington, D.C. area, grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, not terribly far from this radio station where I sit today. The great world champion, Olympic champion, American female swimmer, Katie Ledecky, and her records are on the way out the door. Bye-bye, Katie Ledecky records, because Leah Thomas, who last year was swimming as a male swimmer, is going to walk away with all of her records. That's called cheating. That's not fair. And now Jeopardy. Jeopardy 2? What next? The number one childbearing person of the year is Michael Piercy. Man, I'm telling you. Okay. Well, that's, I just, you know, after the Jeopardy thing last night, and you look at, you know, and God bless Amy Schneider, you know, good luck to you, but number one female earner in the history of Jeopardy is now a woman who used to be a man. If I'm a woman, I'm standing here with my mouth hanging open, my palms facing the sky, saying, what? And here's the short answer, all right, here's to explain all of this. Democrats. Boom. You know, that's it. Okay. I'm not, you know, anti-trans. I don't wish any harm to anybody. I hope you, you know, live a happy life and this is what you really wanted and all that stuff. Wow. Getting crazy. Crazy out there. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to our wonderful friend, Sylvie, calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Sylvie, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Happy New Year to you. And, you know, happy fifth anniversary also of your WMAL show going national back in 2017, which is the best thing ever done in the history of radio.
You're so kind. But, see, you know what? My best girl mentioned that she saw online that you mentioned that. And I said, really? Is that right? I had to go look it up because I'm a little slow. You know, I wouldn't do that well on Jeopardy. Amy Schneider would beat me on Jeopardy.
Of course you knew I would do that, Chris. Of course you knew it. But the top of the hour break right now when John Matthews at 10 a.m., it said it all. He said that Maryland has a plan in place that you know, the officials are waiting for snow to melt a little bit so that they could treat the roads. And Governor Hogan seems to be engaged in a plan of action going forward regarding stranded motorists. And then you look at Virginia. Now, there's people on Twitter already blaming Glenn Youngkin, and he's not even sworn in yet. He swears into office on January 15th, and they're blaming him. Here in Southern Maryland, we are also, you know, the snow storm was hard, and all of the people that are not able to go through I-95 through the Commonwealth of Virginia are coming through 301 because it can connect to Caroline County and the Henry Nice Bridge here. So we are also getting all of the – so the Commonwealth of Virginia is not doing their job, so we're getting their – the drivers that are supposed to go through I-95 through here. So it's been a mess over here as well. But you'll never hear this in the mainstream media because, I mean, where is Ralph Northam? I know that he has tweeted or he put a message out, but is he even in the state or is he in Cancun?
You know, maybe he's in Florida with AOC. And, you know, that is great stuff. You know, they're blaming Glenn Youngkin, who is the incoming Republican, just elected, not yet sworn in, incoming governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you got lefties, Sylvie, on the Twitter blaming Glenn Youngkin, even though he's not governor yet. Is that right?
Yes, on Twitter and on Twitchy also.
Had not seen that. That is really there's a lot of mental illness out there, isn't there?
Amazing.
It is amazing. And but, also... you're a woman. I know this is a fact. What do you think about all this? The number one Jeopardy winner is a woman, a top female college swimmer is, transgender. What do you make of all that?
I love Jeopardy. I love Wheel of Fortune. You know, I just cannot watch anymore. I can't ever since Alec Trebek's gone. And I saw that a blurb over the holidays, and I just said, you know, give me a break. I mean, and then Caitlyn Jenner, Woman of the Year. You know, I'm Woman of the Year, okay? I've given birth. I am a woman, okay?
Right.
So I'm Mother of the Year. I've dealt with kids.
The whole thing.
So I can't watch these shows anymore. Seriously. I mean, give me a break. Come on.
Man, oh, man. Sylvie, thank you for calling in. Great to hear your voice. God bless you. Sylvie and I have been friends since I was doing a Sunday afternoon show, before doing a nighttime show, before doing a daytime show, before doing a syndicated show. And, of course, we've met many times, and Sylvie is one of the greats. Let me just say that. You know, our government's reckless spending, have been tracking this. A lot of people believe they're intentionally driving inflation to 40-year highs. Why would you do that? Well, intentionally making your hard-earned money worth less with every day that goes by. Why would they do that? Because higher inflation, you know, that means the it becomes cheaper and cheaper to pay off the interest on the national debt. The only loser, however, you know, it's, well, you know, it's me, it's you, and our retirement accounts. Thank goodness for my brand new sponsor, Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold Group will help you protect your savings by helping you convert an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA that's backed by real gold. That's right, you can legally hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account and protect your wealth from economic and global instability. Lots of that. Now, that's peace of mind. With thousands of satisfied customers and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can trust Birch Gold to protect your savings. You just text CHRIS to 989898 to get a free information kit on holding gold in a tax-sheltered account. Then, you call Birch Gold to protect your hard-earned savings. Text CHRIS to 989898 and get your information kit now for free. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. It is Birch Gold. Wonderful, wonderful people. And an A-plus rating. Crazy economic times. What do you do? You know, your money is melting away in the bank account right now. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hey, Annie, get your gun. It turns out was Nostradamus-like prophecy as well. And we got Leah Thomas singing. You know, they should have Leah Thomas go on with Amy Schneider, and they can sing. They can do a duet of "Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better." I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. My friend Mona on the West Coast, who is the mother of children as well, said, apparently men make better women than actual women. How about that? It's a brave new world we live in. On Jeopardy, in athletic competitions, just on being Woman of the Year. Short version of the long explanation, Democrats. Also, wait till you hear this, these responses attacking the man who's not the governor of Virginia yet.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
You know, you may remember when Democrats were claiming that President Trump was colluding with Russia and Russians were meddling in the election. That was the election in 2016. That election took place while Barack Obama was president, and while Joe Biden was vice president, and they ran all the government departments and agencies, the CIA under penitentiary Faith Brennan and the FBI under J. Edgar Comey, crooks, both of them crooks. And Joe Biden famously said, now, I mean, again, the Russian meddling, the 2016 election happened under Obama-Biden. And then Joe Biden, because he has no clue what's going on at any given moment, said this ridiculous and absurd thing.
Look at what's happening with Putin. While Putin is trying to undo our elections, he is undoing elections in Europe. You think that would have happened on my watch or Barack's watch? You can't answer that, but I promise you it wouldn't have. And it didn't.
Yeah, no, actually it did. You see, that's exactly on whose watch it happened under. And he's so dumb. And he sounds very emphatic about it, and he's forceful. And the news media was very impressed with him, and they want to date him, I think. You know, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And again, you know, Dan Quayle goes down in history because of one or two moments. Joe Biden, every time he speaks, he has a Dan Quayle moment. And Dan Quayle, much smarter, far superior. A couple of mishaps over the course of a decade. And you know, boom, he's the laughingstock of American politics. Joe Biden is a doddering dunderhead. He's a moron. And in any case, he said, you know, that had never happened on our watch when obviously it had happened on their watch. But that's okay. And then he becomes president anyway. It's pretty amazing. Now, with that in mind, Sylvie, who calling in from Waldorf, was just saying that with the shutdown of I-95 in Virginia, Interstate 95, north and south, that online, on Al Gore's amazing internet, they're actually blaming Glenn Youngkin, who has been elected as a Republican, the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, but has not yet been sworn in to office. He is a governor-elect, but has not yet been sworn in. Therefore, he is not the governor of Virginia. See? This is how this works. Remember our functional republic not so long ago. But it is online, and the cherry on top comes in a moment. But Sylvie directed us to this, and on the Twitter, Michelle Morelli, it should be Michelle Morani. Does Virginia's new governor, Youngkin, know that people have been stranded on I-95 for 15 hours with no help in sight? Well, but wait a minute. Governor Klansman is the governor, and he's a Democrat. And he's still the governor until incoming governor-elect Glenn Youngkin is sworn in. And boy, that is that's just amazing. And, you know, they're not going to have a big inaugural ball, any of that stuff, when Glenn Youngkin is sworn in. But he's not the governor yet. But it is just, it's absolutely insane. The denseness of, you know, it's nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people. It's supposed to be an old P.T. Barnum, the circus man, axiom. And it is, I've said many times before, the core belief of the Democrat Party. Here is Scott D. Rhodes on Twitter. So where's Republican Governor Youngkin in this I-95 mega disaster? 48-mile shutdown for hours and hours in Virginia. He's nowhere to be found. This never happened under Democrat Governor Northam or any other governor for that matter. 5! Shame! Now, again, Democrat governor, whose college and medical school nickname was Coon Man, and who is photographed wearing a Klan uniform, he's the governor, you see. This is pretty amazing. Now, Governor Youngkin, Glenn Youngkin, incoming governor-elect Youngkin, he will be sworn in on January 14th, you see, and then he'll become the governor. But until then, the Democrat governor in the Klan outfit is the governor. And then there is Rosemary Potter. Glenn Youngkin, hundreds are stranded on I-95 in Virginia for hours. He should probably call the Democrat governor in the Klan outfit and let him know about this, because he might not have access to the internet or something. Does Governor Youngkin care? Of course not. Proof Virginia voted for the wrong person for governor. Listen to how dumb these people are. And then, this is the best part, I think. Here is conservative writer, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, Jonah Goldberg. Here's Jonah Goldberg. If I was Glenn Youngkin, I'd be flooding the zone to get this I-95 crap fixed. D.C. suburbs are vengeful about this kind of thing. That's Jonah Goldberg. On just amazing stuff. So they're blaming the guy who's not governor because he's a Republican, including Jonah Goldberg. Pretty amazing. And he'll be sworn in on January 14th, and then you can blame him. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. Man. Stupid is as stupid does, I think Forrest Gump once famously said. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, there is a legitimate question here, and that is, where is the current Democrat governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia? But nobody on Twitter is actually raising that question. Isn't that fascinating? Maybe the people are, and they've just been blocked. Maybe they've been banned. That's possible. I think Governor Ralph Northam, maybe he's down in Miami at a drag bar with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe that's it. You know, being incognito, in blackface, wearing a white hood. Maybe that's why nobody can find him. He's in his traditional disguise. That could be it. Just amazing. And this is the difference. You know, this is why I say it's good to be a Democrat. And even Jonah Goldberg, a supposed Republican, is attacking the Republican who's governor-elect and isn't governor yet for screwing up something that's not his job. Amazing. Amazing. Won't be for about 2 weeks, but that's our republic. There it is. We're in deep trouble, boys and girls. We're in deep trouble. Man, this is what public schools have done, I think. Man, they're amazing. Okay. Now, I just mentioned earlier, and I want to touch on this again. You know, the woo, we got the woo. Speaking of which, at the Chris Plant store, we have T-shirts. I was wearing mine yesterday or day before yesterday. I survived the Wuhan Red Death. And now more and more, millions and millions of Americans have been afflicted with the Wuhan Red Death. Am I right about that? And have survived the Wuhan Red Death. And we have the only T-shirt that I'm aware of, and it's a cool T-shirt, too. It's got a bat across your chest, and I survived the Wuhan Red Death. And then on the sleeve, a small and tasteful, a modest and humble Chris Plant Show logo, just so you can share with your friends where you got the T-shirt, you know. But at the Chris Plant Store, we also have Remember Normal, which is, I think, an important message for our time as well. Remember Normal. And we got Let's Go Brandon wear. We have coffee mugs and shirts. Great gifts for your left-wing friends and family. Great stuff. But in any case, I digress. The Wuhan. Millions of us have survived the Wuhan. And the lockdown. But there may be more lockdowns because, like the Chicago Teachers Union, they want to lock down and, you know, stay at home for another year, I guess. Speaking of which, Michael just got word a short time ago that his wonderful son, Max, is being sent home from school today because he coughed. It's January, and a snowstorm just ripped through the area, and he coughed. So they're sending young Max home, 6 years old, from school because that's the new standard, right? The new standard is made up minute by minute, by minute by minute. Little Doobie Brothers, I think. The woo, listen to this. It wasn't really a lockdown so much. It was a stay-at-home period for rich people. And poor people delivered stuff. And the left wants more of this, you know, with all their billionaire oligarch friends in charge of Twitter and Facebook and Google and the Washington Post, the richest people in the world. Centibillionaires. That means you have at least $100 billion. All the Democrat Party allies, right, that run the information nodes, the information centers. It's been an almost military-style takeover of the United States of America, seizing the radio stations and the newspapers, as you would if you were an invading army, right, to take over the flow of information. But what really happened over the course of the last year during this lockdown is the upper class and the upper middle class stayed home. luxuriating in their palaces, their mansions, while the working class brought them stuff. You got Uber Eats, you got Peapod and the grocery store delivery people. And Michael was telling me, I'm not even aware of this, at grocery stores. Yeah, what do they call it? That where the people shop for you at grocery stores.
Instacart.
And you send, I guess, an email of here's the stuff I want. And then what do you come and pick it up or they bring it to you?
Either way,
you can come pick it up at the store, the Instacart. So other people do your shopping for you. Now, the people who are doing the shopping for you, the people doing the Uber Eats driving, they're not staying at home, are they? And Joe Biden, and taking our money and sending it to people to stay at home. But still, if you can't afford to. So, you can do your job from home. A lot of people, you can do it from the beach. You can do it from your mountain house. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can do it from Miami. In fact, she sent an email to, who is it, the sergeant-at-arms or somebody, that she's going to be voting by proxy, having somebody else cast her vote, because she's at the beach with her boyfriend with his bare feet in the sandals, raising margaritas and dancing with transgender people at the drag show, and somebody else is going to be voting for her. All right? Now, this is class warfare, but it's accepted because it's the left that's driving the class warfare, and they enjoy information dominance and cultural dominance. So if you can do your job from home or from your beach condo or your beach house or from the mountains, then you get to stay home. And also, here's another little thing that my best girl and I were talking about. And this, by the way, does exacerbate the class divide in a huge way because of a virus that came out of communist China. Yeah. And here's another thing we were talking about, my best girl and I, in Chicago over Christmas. If the vaccines work, let's act like it. Right? If the vaccines work, act like it. That means you can go to work, you can go to the grocery store, you don't have to wear a mask, right? They've been telling us the vaccines work. Boy, do those vaccines work. In fact, we have some audio sound bites on that. The vaccines work today, don't we? Let's get to that, as a matter of fact. So, and also during this period, the rich got richer. The billionaires became much more wealthy during this time period. If you were already a billionaire, you probably have billions more. Whereas the rest of us, we live in a gig economy, and you can deliver Uber Eats, right? Economic class breakdown. And we've got allegedly more than 800,000 people dead from the Wuhan. Can you name any of them? I mean, there may be people that you know, but can you name any rich and famous people that died? Herman Cain died of COVID. Otherwise, everybody else had, was 89 years old and had 17 comorbidities. They had, I think, Cloris Leachman. Is that one? Then they said Cloris Leachman. But she was, I think, 89. God bless her, one of the great, 89 years old or something, and had multiple comorbidities. Colin Powell, but he had been fighting a cancer that depleted his, and the treatments depleted his immune system. But can you name any Hollywood people? Alec Baldwin shot that woman to death, but that's different. And honestly, this is a period of time that has exacerbated and expanded the class divide and the cultural divide. You can do your job from your beach house. And let me say, Michael wants to say something. Hang on just one sec, because I want to say one more thing. If you can do, this is something that your bosses are learning at the same time too, okay? If you can do your job from home, then somebody can do it from Bangladesh, right? If you can do your job from your beach house or your mountain house, then somebody can do it from India. Somebody can do it from China. If your job can be done remotely, and we've learned that, then it doesn't have to be done from Chevy Chase or Winnetka. It can be done from Bangalore or Mumbai. And make no mistake, that is a lesson that's being learned by corporate America right now as well. Is that literally what you were going to say? Okay, you're going to say something else then.
Well, if I can, I just have a small Max update.
Max update.
She's taking him to get a rapid test, and he apparently is just leaning back and back. He's like, well, I guess I'm staying home for 10 days.
See, he wants to stay home. He wants, so he coughed at school, And he's like, and then he gets to stay home for 10 days because he's 6 years old and he's working the system that the Democrats have set up.
Heard about the new guidance that it's just 5 days.
He's gaming this. Right. He hasn't gotten the updated guidance. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And it's what and honestly, so this is, you know, class warfare. The rich stay home. Poor people bring them stuff. And Democrats like it. But make no mistake, your boss is learning that if it can be done from your beach house, it can also be done from China, which is where the virus originated, in a city called Wuhan, where they have a place called the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they are studying coronaviruses that originated in bats that live in caves 600 miles away from Wuhan. Just a series of coincidences, I know. Amazing stuff.
There's only one Chris Plant. This is Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
We got a whole bunch of other stuff, kind of more in the daily news. We've been off on a couple of rants about various things. Oh, yes, and also I have to clarify something. The AOC email saying that she was going to be voting by proxy, that was from... That was from, what, December 14th. She skipped the vote because she said of a growing health emergency. And that was the Omicron variant of the Wuhan Red Death. So she couldn't possibly show up in Congress. So this week, actually, Congress is not, the House is not in session. So she doesn't have to be there to vote for anything. She's in Florida going to the, you know, the trans dance bash. Not wearing a mask with her boyfriend with the sandals. They're kind of Birkenstock-y sandals, too, aren't they? Which is not a good look on anybody. But it was actually December 14th, and she said, well, she couldn't come because she couldn't possibly go because of the Omicron. And, of course, she spent a lot of time attacking Governor Ron DeSantis, naturally, because he's, you know, he makes sense, and he's not very severely mentally impaired like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden. And a lot of other people, it seems. Yeah, but Sandy Cortez, she sent the letter to Congress saying, I'm going to have another member of the House vote for me. I couldn't possibly be there because of the health emergency. And now, of course, she's at Miami Beach without a mask, having margaritas and dancing and having that dance thing. And the guy hugged her and wouldn't let her go. And then laid a huge, wet, sloppy kiss on her forehead. He's much taller than her. So it was, and that, I guess, is not a health issue. See, those are not health issues. But voting in Congress, coming to Washington and voting in the House of Representatives as a duly elected member of the American House of Representatives, that was too threatening. Going to Florida, which she had repeatedly condemned for the poor practices implemented by Governor Ron DeSantis. That's not a health problem. That's fine, you see. This is how this works. It's Democrat world. And also I'm informed that it's always P.T. Barnum, H.L. Mencken. Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people, which is the motto of today's Democrat Party. And their theme song is Lola.
The
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.